The shop was silent now, the blinding glare of the emergency lights fading as Robert toggled the switch back to normal. The hollow, metallic echo of the three men's retreat still vibrated in the air. Robert leaned heavily against the workbench, his breath coming in ragged, sharp bursts. Virginia stepped out from the back office, her face pale. "They're gone, Dad. The cameras show them clearing the alleyway and speeding down the hill." She tapped her tablet. "I've saved the video. If they come back, we have the proof we need for the police." Minnie moved to Robert's side, placing a steadying hand on his forearm. "You were magnificent," she whispered. "You didn't let them see you break." Robert managed a grim smile, wiping the sweat from his brow. "They didn't break me because I'm not holding onto the secrets they want anymore. The grid design is out there. Once the city has the files, those men have nothing to leverage against us." Minnie walked in from the inner office, holding a mug of hot water. "The girls are shaken, but they're safe. And Dorothy is already restarting the server. She's not letting them interrupt the upload to the council." "Good," Robert said, taking the mug and letting the heat soak into his fingers. "The city contract isn't just about money. It's our shield. As long as we're working for the community, we're invisible to the people who play the old game." "Do you think they'll try again?" Minnie asked, her gaze drifting to the bay door. "They might," Robert admitted, his voice hardening. "But we're in Pasadena now. The market is different here. We have a shop, we have a public record, and we have each other." He walked to the window and looked out at the sprawling lights of the city. He thought of the canyon, of the library, and of the long road that had led them to this industrial workspace. It felt like a lifetime ago that he was worrying about ticker tapes and falling stocks. "What's the move for tomorrow?" Virginia asked, her professional focus returning. "Tomorrow," Robert said, setting the mug down with a clatter, "we finish the grid manufacturing specs. If we're going to do this, we do it right. No shortcuts, no secret backdoors, just clean, honest power." "And the boy?" Minnie asked. "The one who was here today. He'll be back," Robert replied with confidence. "He saw what we're building. And he's going to be the first one to show the other kids that there's a better way to work." The shop settled back into a quiet, focused hum. The Towers family moved through the shadows, their silhouettes projected against the back wall like a testament to their survival. The siege was over, but the work was just beginning. Outside, the city of Pasadena lived on, oblivious to the battle for the truth that had just been won on their quiet hillside. Robert watched the night, feeling a peace he had only ever dreamed of. The saga continued, one bolt at a time.